views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now here is your host, Dr. Bree.
Welcome everyone to Silver Gaia Show, heard on Transformation Talk Radio. Have you ever just met somebody that you mesh with as a goddess? Standing in our goddess light, our true authentic self, is so important in this time. After we just went through a major portal opening from the gateways, and we went through one of the hardest full moons yesterday. I know I had some experiences that I went through, I had to release last night before I went to sleep. I was just like, wow. And then my husband tells me, you were talking in your sleep all night saying, I need guidance on this, I need guidance on that. He didn't remember everything I was saying. He said, you were talking all night long. So anyway, my guest today is Shauna. And Shauna is an amazing life coach. She is a health wellness coach also. And she works from the Goddess Light. So hi, Shauna. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you're here with me. We're going to have some fun today. So how do you, I'm telling you, so they're going to get used to us. How do you stay in your goddess light?
Okay, I'll give you an example of something that I just did. And I think it was a product of, you know, everything that you're talking about this big transformation and a, you know, kind of a tumultuous time that we all just went through.
Right.
And I had taken a job doing something that I felt would be beneficial to my mission, which is, you know, helping empower people to make better choices and to live a life that's more in line with who they are. And I got into this job and I was there for only a few months. And I realized very quickly that, I realized after about the first week that that was not going to be a good fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
So part of how I do, you know, live my life and my commitment to myself and going out and living this life of, you know, being a healer and a goddess is listening to myself and really being in tune with what is and is not working for me in my life. And that job was not working for me. So it goes against all my character and all my integrity and all my professional wisdom. But I gave my notice and walked away from that job. And, you know, it just was not benefiting me. It was a complete and total drain on my energy and my resources within myself. And it just was not going to be something that I was going to continue doing. And, you know, it was a really hard decision. And thankfully my family was really supportive, but, mm-hmm. You know, that's just an example of how committed I am to who I am and all the work and discovery I've done throughout my life so that I could get to a place of taking really good care of myself and not going out and being preaching something that I'm not practicing myself.
Well, and that's one thing I know that's very true about you. And you know how I feel about that, that if we're going to do the walk, let's do it. Just don't talk about it. You know, I look at things and I go into different stores or I've heard different seminars and I see them doing it at seminars, but then when I see them privately, it's like, wow, it's a whole different situation. And that's what I like about you is you're doing exactly what you say you're going to do in your personal life and in your professional life and in your goddess life. You got it all combined together, you know, like it should be. And so I want to know right now, the one thing that you started was the empowerment for women. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. So I'm really dedicated to working with women, the women in my community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, initially when I was working through a health clinic, it was women over 40, but I don't discriminate. it's any woman anywhere.
Right.
It's really, really important that we come together and kind of redevelop a relationship with each other so that we are supporting and creating a really wonderful, nurturing environment for our female sisters, as opposed to, you know, in this busy world we live in, seeing other women as a competition or as a threat to us in some way, which is very, very common. It's this big societal problem that we have right now. And I had gone back and done some research for my own personal self on, you know, how it used to be, you know, how women used to come together kind of in this tribal sense, in this Native American, in the Native American culture. It's very powerful. You know, they would have these circles, you know, where women would get together and talk about each other and help each other and nurture each other. And it wasn't talking and counseling. It was just being together.
Right.
And
right.
So for me in the work I do, I started Empowered Women of Snohomish County. And what I did was I really wanted to provide an opportunity and a space for women to be able to come and not only be supported, but learn to support other women in a healthy way. Another thing I see really common in my work and really common in just working with people in general is, as women, we tend to be really codependent, don't have really good, great boundaries. We tend to give too much of ourselves away. And these are not bad things, but I feel like they can be tweaked, because what we end up doing is burning ourselves out and staying in careers that aren't good for us, having dysfunctional relationships with our friends and family and spouses and children. And, you know, part of my mission is very big, but, you know, scaling it down a little bit, bringing it together, is to really help teach women how to preserve themselves. And how we preserve ourselves is we learn about healthy relationships, self-care, and being together in a way that is encouraging and nurturing and powerful.
Right.
We don't have spaces like that right now in our society. We just don't. So I want to create that, and I want to let people know and to come and be a part of something bigger than yourself that isn't a counseling session or support group necessarily, but it's a meetup and an opportunity to really share this energy with other women and be supportive and be supported. And if you need help with something, then bring it. Let's work with you on this.
Right. Because, you know, with this new moon, this moon that we just went through, the full moon, it was a new moon, full moon. And for the next 9 years, what I'm telling people right now to start meditating, create from within inside of yourself what you want. So for me, I've had to let go of some people that I really cared about, but they weren't really good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, these groups that you're offering and what you're talking about, the shaman women and different things, right? Getting together, the goddesses mm-hmm. did the same thing. And no matter what you want to label us as, whether it be goddesses or enlightened people or metaphysical people or whatever, these groups are so necessary. So like in the Lemurian culture, they had a whole full council would be the size of 12, right? So that would make a full council. And they would support each other and work with each other. And there's a lot more to that, and that's for another show, but you know, so what you're offering is what has gone on for ages, and somewhere we forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And since yeah. now the new earth is here, there's no more excuses. You know, we have that. I'm sorry. I know I'm good. You're laughing. I can hear you. But there really mm-hmm. is no more excuses mm-hmm. not to be supporting each other. But the one thing mm-hmm. I want to bring out is goddesses also mean guardians of developing society. So if you take God and goddess, we are the guardians of developing society. And that's what you're doing. You're being a full goddess by being a guardian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I really want to thank you for that, because a lot of people don't understand that. So how's this affect with what you're doing? How does it affect you in your family's life?
Well, like I said, I kind of alluded to it a minute ago, but, you know, I'm always thinking about how I can develop a plan or a program or a class. I'm usually thinking about how I can, you know, meet my mission and go out there and give, you know, produce something that's really beneficial to other people. That's what drives me in the work that I do. But this particular thing with the empowerment group was for me. I was sitting there going, I need support. You know, I need healthy support. And
smart move.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, I don't have a lot of that. You know, there isn't a lot of that. And in my working with women through the women's clinic that I was working with, we had these conversations and I was like, what does your support system look like? Who do you have? And it was shocking to me that almost every single person felt like they didn't have anybody or they only had one or two people. And those relationships were not healthy for them.
Right.
So I was sitting there going, what is going on here? You know, we don't have any healthy support for these ladies to come together and feel nurtured and cared for and safe. Mm-hmm. You know, all of us are out there just kind of flagging along, hoping, you know, well, this person's in my family and I kind of have to put up with that. It's like, well, and this person's my friend and they're not very nice to me and I'm not getting a lot out of it, but I'm going to stay here. No, that's baloney.
That's unacceptable.
That's unacceptable. Yeah. But we get wrapped up in this whole by our society and social media and all this other input that's coming in all the time about how it is what it is. And you're going to have crummy people in your life. And if they're part of your family, you can't exit that. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can create safety and boundaries for yourself, with your family, with your spouse, with your children, with whoever it is that you're involved with on a daily basis. You can create safety and boundaries there, and you have to. And that's a big part of what I teach one-on-one and in my classes is I always get into what our boundaries are because women and nurturers.
So Shauna,
yeah,
you're on your soapbox like I get on it, but we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back more about talking about boundaries because you know that's what I'm about. See you in a few minutes.
All right.
Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. That was the most hilarious soapbox I've heard in a long time. So, Shauna, let's go talk about boundaries because, you know, we're both going to go on this one. So if we don't stick personally to our boundaries as goddesses, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't follow universal laws, what are we doing to ourselves? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's like a great tattoo. You know, if you know about tattoos at all, when you get a tattoo, you want a tattoo artist that has really awesome line work.
Right.
If your lines, if they don't know how to do effective line work, it blows those lines out. And then you've got a wonky tattoo in about 5 years.
That's right.
So it's the same thing with boundaries. If we don't learn about what boundaries are, because again, we don't come into this world knowing these things, we have to be taught. We have to create boundaries because boundaries are for us. It's a gift we give ourselves to create safety and structure and helps us stay grounded and helps us be able to advocate for ourselves when we are dealing with difficult people or people who don't want to respect our boundaries, which we're dealing with human beings. So that's going to be on a daily basis.
Right.
So, you know, if you're talking about your personal life, obviously very important. If we don't have good boundaries, we can get into relationships, you know, intimate relationships that are not beneficial to us. We can get into relationships where we're taken advantage of, where we're manipulated, all kinds of different things. Professionally, you need to have good boundaries
right.
in your professional work.
Right. Yeah. And I agree with you because I know with me, right, I have this big open heart chakra. And it's like, I want to give, right? I've had to set some really personal boundaries down with me in the last week. I've had to say, no, this is how it's going to go. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm sorry if it hurts you or offends you, but I'm going to honor and respect my feelings. And I hope that, and I will honor and respect your feelings also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, a lot of things have happened. And so I've had to do that. And, you know, letting people go out of our lives is a sad thing, but at the same time, it's making room for more positive people and of the same spiritual vibration we are.
That's right. Yep.
And so,
here's the thing. Only other thing I want to say about boundaries is that you don't make a boundary and then that's it. Like you're constantly needing to keep it solid, affirm it, you know, keep it going. People are always going to challenge those boundaries. So I've had a lot of people be confused about that. It's like, once you set a boundary, that's not just it. You have to keep working there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like on my diet. Drinking coffee with no cream in it today or no flavoring. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I'm telling you, that's a big boundary for me. Okay. So,
yeah.
And by the way, she's a weight loss coach also. Aren't we lucky? So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm a big advocate I'm trained in many, many, many different dietary theories. And what that means is, you know, people who are curious about, Atkins, paleo, blah, 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 all that different kind of stuff.
Right.
People will come to me and they have these goals they want to hit, you know, have it be weight loss, or they've just been diagnosed with a food allergy. They've got to go on a special protocol, gluten-free, you know, vegan, whatever. I know about all that stuff. So instead of people spending time on the internet, getting really confused and overwhelmed, they can come to me and I can cut the fat out and really get down to what their goals are, what they need, and really look at and evaluate what they're currently eating and what changes would need to be made. So I don't do, you know, strict, I don't do meal plans. That's not in my field of work. But what I do is really educate people on what would be the best way for them to eat for themselves and to reach their goals.
So with that coming up, with me being an empath, right, as strong as the empath I am, why is it so easy for empaths to gain weight?
Because we're empaths.
I could have answered that one.
Well, because we care about other people. And so what we tend to do is we tend to be a little bit more stressed, and cortisol, you know, those cortisol spikes and drops really can contribute, especially for women over 40, with how and where we carry body weight.
Thanks for reminding me.
I'm in that club too, so don't feel bad. I have that same struggle, but I really firmly believe in my work and what I've seen that, you know, the more emotional we are and the more sensitive that we are as human beings, the more we're going to have a little bit of a tumultuous relationship with food. You know, because being an empath is a big responsibility.
Correct.
And so, you know, it is what it is. And I have to embrace that about myself because I'm an empath also. But what I also have to do is I have to stop and go, okay, this is good information for me to have. Nevertheless, what am I going to do to make sure that I'm taking good care of my physical being,
right,
you know, so that I can continue to do work. And I know you're very good about drinking your water and staying hydrated. Those are all very important.
Right here.
But then, you know, at the end of the day, I'll go out and eat, you know, my husband will bring me home a big giant Tootsie Roll. And I'm like, yes, you know, and it's like, what am I doing? I just had like a really great day eating, you know, really clean eating. And I feel great. And then I'm going to eat that. So, but that's kind of more of an emotional, you know, it's really more of an emotional thing that I would be, the reason I would be eating that. So we have to be really aware.
Right. So do you get that urge at night mainly? There's a question I have for that, because I've talked to several empaths where it's like, they may have been great all day. And then at night is when they get that urge, like about 7, 8 o'clock, mm-hmm, right in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't have a theory necessarily on it. The only thing
we need to find one on it.
Here's the one I'm going to throw out at you.
Okay.
Is that I really feel like it's tied to being at the end of the day, and we've managed really well throughout the day, have it be working with people, emotions, you know, dealing with people's stuff, whatever it is. And there can be a point at the end of the day where we're our vital energy is low. And we're going to get to a point where it's like, wow, I don't feel like I felt at noon. You know, I feel a little vulnerable. And so nighttime for me is the time, and I'm not generally a nighttime eater, but I do notice that if I'm going to have something naughty, it's going to be at night. I try and really put in a really good nighttime self-care routine so that I can re-energize myself for the next day, because that's another responsibility we have as empaths and light workers to take care of that.
Well, you and I are both light creators, and there's a little bit of difference between a light worker and a light creator, because we're creating ways for people to go, right? And then, and so there's a few of us that are out here that are that. I know that for me, I do really well, like I said, all day, and then it gets to the point where where's the Hershey chocolate bar? I'm still going back to that. And it's like, but you know, one day I'll get over it. But anyway, so here's the thing is, standing in our own goddess light, when we get to that point and we can say enough is enough, I don't want to be this way no more. And I have to take responsibility for myself if I'm going to teach others. Right. So you've been on the journey about me with my teeth. Now we're going to be on the journey about me and my weight. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, How do we balance that now for me? Because I can't use anybody else, so might as well use my little overweight butt.
I'm a very visual person, so that just popped a vision into my head. That's very cute.
Oh, no.
So how do we balance? What was your question? How do we balance?
So balance the empath part of me, right? And the goddess part of me, right? Because I do healings and working with people during the day, right? So I'm constantly doing that energy work. So I have a question. Oh, here's a question I have for you then. So as much energy as I am taking in and working with people, should I be putting that much out and exercising? Like on my treadmill? That's what probably rested by now.
Yeah. here's the thing is again, I'll bring it back to the water. Like, water is very important for people who do energy work. It's important for everybody, but it's really important for people who do energy work because it's a conduit, right?
Right.
it's a conductor. It helps us be able to continue to do the work that we need to do on an energetic level. Exercise is right in there too. You know, exercise for me and how I look at things about the human body, and if I were working with you as a client, is exercise will be important for you because it's going to be like an off-gassing thing, right? It's going to be something that you're doing to get to kind of clear space, you know, and create
right.
space between you and the work that you do.
Right.
And the more we can do this and the more of a routine we can get in, mm-hmm. the more we can start to trust ourselves that, yes, I am caring for myself. Yes, I do this work. It can take a lot of my energy. I can feel pretty tired at the end of the day. But what's important is that you create an opportunity for yourself to be able to get some of that stuff out of your consciousness and your awareness and out of your off your plate so that you can focus on what you need physically to be able to continue to do the work that you do.
Right.
So,
all right,
you know, that's if you can take it from that viewpoint, that might help.
I will take it from that viewpoint. We'll be back more with Shauna and the Silver Guy Show.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
All right, Shauna. Let's get to staying in our goddess light. We've had a lot of fun during this show, but we've got to be serious now. I know for me, staying in my goddess light is one of the most important things that I could ever do. As an empath, as a visionary, as a medical intuitive, a reader, a healer. And, you know, I want to say this real quick. We always call ourselves healers. We're not the healer. We're the conduit for the healers. I want to put that out there real quick, because a lot of people say, oh, she's a healer. No, the energy is coming out of my hands, but yet I'm working with Raphael. I'm working with other healers, and it's like, and angels and goddesses, and we're doing the work, right? We're just a conduit. It's like water is a conduit, like the bottle of water I have sitting here next to me. I'm drinking instead of my coffee. Thanks to you. So here's the thing, is remaining in your goddess light to me is so important that I can't even put any words to it. How do you feel about that?
Well, when you say, you know, how do you stay in your goddess light? The first thing that comes to my mind is being responsible for myself. And what that includes is the reason I'm here
right
today, right? I mean, it's the reason that we were put here. It's like, you know, people, I see this on social media all the time where people are like putting all these fun quotes out there and live your purpose, live da da da. But what does that mean? Like, how do you get to that point? And I feel very blessed in my life to have a really good sense of who I am. And from a very early age, I knew that I was different and, if I could say, special. Like, you know, I knew these things and I didn't really have a lot of evidence. I just knew that I knew. So as I got older and realized my life wasn't working for me and I needed to do something different, I turned to learning how to become 100% responsible for myself, my thoughts, my feelings, my actions, and how I take myself out into the world. And that's very important as a healer, because as you refer to oftentimes in your show about people who are going out there and not being authentic,
correct,
or going out there and claiming to be able to heal people, that's not being responsible.
No,
with
it's
my
not.
Talent.
And I'm glad that you brought that up, because as a goddess, we are responsible for our actions, our thoughts, our patterns, our words. And let's just say you get an argument in the house, right? With your dog, we were talking about earlier today, right? And you get mad, right? Because I have a stubborn shih tzu also, right? And so, well, his name is Star of all things, Celestial Star. And he's a stubborn star. So anyway, here's the deal, is the words that come out of our mouths, even in our house, or think it's all boxed in, closed in, right? It still affects the planet. It affects the universe. And how many areas is it our words traveling, our vibration? And that's one thing that people will not talk about for some reason. And they need to watch how they say things and how it affects other people and the planet. You know, when I got really finally grounded and I had these, 50, it's like they're cords of 50 cent pieces, right? In the soles of my feet, right? I love it. Let me tell you, I can travel, but I'm grounded at the same time. And I was laying on the ground and I could hear the whales talking, singing first, right? And then I could hear them crying and I could, you know, all the stuff that's happening out in the universe, right? They were talking about, right? And I was going, why are people not paying attention to the plastics? Why are they not paying attention to throwing one piece of litter out? Why are they walking on the grass and not saying, excuse me? You know, why are they cutting a tree down and not telling the tree what they're going to do and heal the tree afterwards or have healers come in? You know, and as goddesses, we look at all that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
My husband, when I first met my husband, it was funny because there was a fairy ring, right? And he is like going, what are you saying? Excuse me for? I said, those are fairy rings. There's fairies here. You know, he goes, oh, what do we do? I said, we're getting off the grass and walking around the sidewalk. How simple is that to do and be responsible as a goddess? So what do you think about
that? Absolutely. Well, and, you know, I think, you know, the other aspect that we have to be mindful of is how we, yes, exactly. It's the words that we're using, it's our actions, but, you know, we have to really change the way we think about ourselves and how we go out into the world with just our thoughts, because again, our thoughts are very powerful and, you know, we're going to manifest things that we think if we intend to or not. So one of my favorite quotes that I use all the time in my classes and with my clients is, everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked.
Right.
So that is directly tied to being responsible in our lives. And, you know, if we're talking about being a healer or going out and seeking someone to help us, you know, I have a responsibility when I go, if I come see you, I have a responsibility to be open to whatever it is that it is revealed, but also to understand that I am not there for you to heal me. I'm there to get information about myself through
you. Thank you. Thank you for
and
saying that.
That's really, really challenging when you work, especially like in body work. I'm a massage therapist. I would have people come to me all the time. And as soon as they walked in the door and got on my table, they're like, heal me. And it's oh, no, that's not what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to take responsibility for yourself.
Right.
Your own physical being.
I had somebody ask me one time, what would it cost me to have you heal me all in one day? Everything that they've been through, past lives, everything, right? I said, I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot heal you for everything that you've been through. You know what I mean? And it's like, are you kidding me? This is going to take time and work and effort on their part. I can guide them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And help them. But this is going to take a collective of people. The light councils, the angel council, the goddess councils, galactic councils. It would take in all the councils working with this person to get them through, you know, just part of their times. Because everything that we brought forward from the past lives to now is being healed and let go. And everybody's saying, well, I wonder what next year is going to bring, right? Don't worry about it. Meditate on what you want. You know, people are upset about this year, right? And if this year's like this, what's going to be like next year? As goddesses, we look at it's all has been in divine timing. Everything that's happened, and people may not like what I'm going to say, but, you know, I'm not a political person at all. So all I'm going to say is if you don't like what president has been elected, right? Look at the positive of it. The veil is thinning. And as the veil thins, the true authentic self comes out. So that's my soapbox right now for that one. What you got?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for me personally, and being an empath, politics can become extremely stressful for me.
That's why I stay away from them.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, you know, because I don't want to be angry and stressed out, I just avoid it. But kind of how I look at it is I am not in control. The only area that I had any control over was my vote. So now that that's done, I just sit back and see how things are going to evolve because I don't have any control over it. And frankly, even if I could have some control over it, I don't want to.
Right.
You know, I just want to, I want to keep creating peace and positivity and opportunities and, you know, just really focus on my mission and what I can do in this world to make a difference. Because when I die, I do want to leave a legacy of kindness and compassion. You know, I don't want to leave a legacy of being angry about, you know, the people running my country.
Right. And, you know, when you die, you're going to come back anyway. So what's the difference, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
know. Or
I'm
round whatever.
Right. Round, I don't want to even remember all the times I had, but anyway.
I don't know if anybody's ever told me. I know that I was a Salem witch. At least that's what I was told at one point.
And why you think you're a goddess? Think about it. Same meaning, different words, right?
Yeah.
That's
cool.
You know, I'm going to bring that up. People have said, are you a witch? Are you a goddess? What is the difference? Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Except we do it in light. With God and goddess working together as one. So Mother Goddess Gaia, right? Creator Source works together as one. So if you take the energy from Gaia and bring it into the third chakra, up through your soles of your feet, up through your legs, through the chakras, right through your root chakra, bring it up to your third chakra, which is your power center. You bring in, I wish you could see me because right now what I'm doing is I'm bringing in energy from spirit into the crown chakra, past the mind's eye, past, you know, your thymus, right? Your golden heart center, into your heart, into the heart chakra, down into the third chakra, melded, and they call it melding, believe it or not. So it's M-E-D-L-I-N-G. So you're melding it together like a Mayday pole, right? Mm-hmm. Where they have the ribbons all going together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a goddess or a true witch that is working in the goddess light. So some people, they're like, oh, you're not afraid to say you're a Wiccan? No. You're not afraid to say you're a goddess? No. I'm just me. And that's how it's going to be. You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, what are you going to do about it anyways?
Not darn thing, because I mean, I like who I am.
That's right. And if you wanted, if you, you know, again, these are just labels, I think. That,
I know. That's all they are.
Put.
Buzzwords.
You know, just, we label things because we're afraid of them, really, is how that goes. But it's part of being a human being. But, you know, the bottom line is that they're just labels and it doesn't change anything. So if I wanted to, someone said, oh, you were a witch at some point, and I feel take that negatively, then it doesn't matter. I'm still not living my authentic self. If I like it or if I don't like it, if I don't go out there and continue to live in that, in whatever that light is, I'm not being authentic.
Right. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with more with Shauna and Silver Goddess Show talking about our true authentic selves as witches and goddesses. See you in a few minutes.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
We'll be right back.
right. Welcome back, everyone. So this is the most fun I've had in a long time. Shauna, you're great. So, you know, we create things from inside of us, from the inside out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you take the light that shines in us, whether you be a Buddhist, whether you're a goddess, whether you're Wiccan, whether you're a Christian, Catholic, whatever you want to call yourself, right? Because like we said, they're just labels, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you shine that light as bright as you can inside of you and explode it out to all the different directions, what are you doing?
You're sharing everything that you need to be sharing.
No kidding. And that is also protection, though, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're shining that light as bright as you can, nothing's going to hurt you. Your feelings might get hurt, but that's a human response, because I'm a magical, physical, spiritual being in this human body, right? So that's just a human response, getting our feelings hurt. Mm-hmm. I know that happens, and then I get over it. But next day, I'm done. I was ratting mm-hmm. raving about something the other day, and I was like going, I wake up this morning, new plan. It's going to be okay. It's all working out. Bree just needs to take a vacation mm-hmm. for a little bit. Okay, so I'm telling you, I'm going on vacation. So as we say in our goddess light, for me, is one, I make sure I do my meditations every day, whether it be 1 minute, 2 minutes, or an hour, whatever you do, right? Meditating is really important. Even if you're just sitting and listening to some meditative music, right? That can help. That's one thing I do. Two, then I call in, before that, actually, I've called in all my guides and my guardians to be with me, my gatekeepers and stuff, and so that everybody's with me in source and I'm all aligned and everything. Listen to that. Then I listen to my meditative music, and then I go ahead and I might do the Kundalini or clear out my chakras, whatever might have to be done. So the one thing I want to talk about chakras, everybody talks about only 7 chakras. Why is that?
Why do we talk about 7?
Yeah, only 7.
Oh, only 7.
I've noticed that over on the Pacific Northwest, that's all they talk about is 7 chakras. But then there's other areas too. But we have 1,300 chakras. And the 8th chakra behind our head has to be opened up so it connects to the upper chakras. So mm-hmm. when I activate that 8th chakra, which is behind the back of your head, literally, I'm smacking my head right now in the back of my head, Shauna, just for you. it opens everything up, and you're fully connected that way from God to goddess, or goddess to God, however you want to put it, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So.
So is that something that an individual can just do themselves, or do they need to have it opened and then they can maintain it being open, or
okay,
how does that work?
One, call your guides in and the angels in for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're in a safe, secure location, and yes, they can do it themselves. Go into a meditative state, do prana breathing, bringing in the golden particles, right, into the heart mm-hmm. chakra, okay, and breathe out. Breathe in, blow out through the mouth, do that like 5 times, you know, really good ones, right? Some real dolphin breaths, right? And mm-hmm. then ask spirit to open up that 8th chakra that's at the back of your head. So it works, because when I did that years ago, I started taking my fingers, right, to test, right? And I'd mm-hmm. do it behind my head with my eyes closed going, ooh, that's weird. Am I imagining this, or can I really see it? That I did on top of my head, right? And then I did it in front of my eyes. I'm actually doing it right now while I'm talking to you, believe it or not. and I close my eyes and I move my finger. Okay, that I can see. Yep, that's the same way back here as it was in front of my eyes, right? And so mm-hmm. you know that when you have your eyes closed and you take your finger and you move it, right? You can see that shadow, mm-hmm. right? Well, the same mm-hmm. thing happens with that. So yeah, mm-hmm. people can do that themselves. They don't always have to go to somebody to have that chakra open. If the intent is in there and impurity, and mm-hmm. you as in the goddess light or whatever you want to call it, as long as it's done in purity, and you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, try it. It's great, because then you're really grounded.
I will. So I know after you tuned my pineal gland.
Oh, when I activated the pineal gland, yes.
Yeah, when you activated it, like my third eye was just spectacular.
Isn't it great?
It was amazing. Like it really was a whole new experience. It was fantastic.
Well, and you know, the pineal gland, you know, things are shifting, right? And it's the size of a pea. During the Lemurian time, it was like the size of a dime, right? And that's our spiritual blueprint. Mm-hmm. And once it's activated, and the mind's eye really opens up like it did on you, right? It's like showing you your pathway. Whether you're right or left or stay centered, it's going to be up to you. But that is in your cellular memory. And so you're going to be able to reach into that and really say, oh, so this is why this happened. Okay, I need to make a change here.
Yeah, again, and it goes right back to, you know, learning about yourself, your wisdom, being responsible, being authentic, and really being mindful of who you are and what you bring to the table.
Right.
You know, all of these things always tie back to that, you know, being that true, authentic self and goddess and living in the goddess light. And, you know, it's all connected.
Right. Very right. You're good. See, you're good. You can do this. Good. So radical self-care. Tell me about that.
So it's a lot of what we're talking about. Again, I get systemically annoyed by social media and how people read little books and affirmations and sayings, and they go out and try to present themselves in a way that they're going to do some groundbreaking self-care when it's just affirmations and you know, taking a bath at night.
Right.
So for me, radical self-care is about, because I'm coming from the goddess light and I'm coming from this much, much deeper place, radical self-care is about exactly what we're talking about. It's getting really, really honest and real with who you are and what you bring to the world, and really getting in there and saying, looking at your woundedness, you know, getting help with healing, you know, looking for ways to take care of yourself better, your physical body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, you know, just really getting in there and learning about who you are, creating awareness, looking for areas that you could work on, looking for areas that you could strengthen, you know, all of that sort of thing. And that's really what I'm committed to doing, because affirmations are great. They have their purpose. I don't want to poo-poo them,
right.
But that is not going to make you love yourself, essentially, you know, and that's my goal with any of my radical self-care classes, teachings, talks, whatever. It's always about helping that person learn to love themselves, because that is not something that as women we're taught to do. We're taught to be really, really mean to ourselves.
Right, right.
And compete with each other.
Right. You know? Well, we only have a few minutes left. So how can people get a hold of you, Shauna?
Oh, people can call me. People can call me. You can Google me. I have a website that you're able to contact me through. I have a business page on Facebook. Empowered Women of Snohomish County is also on Facebook. Shauna Michaels, CHHC, is on Facebook. That's also my website. You're able to call me on the phone, too. I'm on Google, so that should be
well. And the other thing is, she's up on silverguide.net, so you can go to our website and find her also. So, Shauna, it's been really fun having you here, working with the Sister Goddess today, the way that our personalities are. One thing I want to say is, as we're doing this journey, you know, we can cry or we can laugh and enjoy ourselves and do our journey. And so I hope everyone got the information they need today. I had a lot of fun, and, you know, we'll have more to offer. So we'll see you again real soon, and you're going to hear from Shauna again very soon. Thank you for joining us on the Silver Gaia Show.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs each week, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net. And we'll see you next time.